Since 2013, many foreign institutions and economists have expressed their disappointment with China's economy. Some even anticipate a Chinese economic collapse that will shake the world. Hong Kong News report revealed that Communist Propaganda Department's recent order demanding Chinese media avoid using foreign bank economic analysis.
中共当局审查外国经济分析师。自去年开始，许多外国机构及经济学家都表示，中国的经济已陷入困境，有的甚至表示中国经济会发生震撼全球的崩溃。日前，香港媒体披露，中宣部已向媒体下达指示，规避外资银行的经济学家唱衰中国经济。
According to Hong Kong-based South China Morning Post, an anonymous journalist and economist revealed that the CCP propaganda department has issued a directive to the Chinese media. It cautions possible Chinese economic issues and challenges in talks with economists.
香港南华早报援引不愿透露姓名的中国媒体人士和经济研究员的爆料说，中共宣传部向媒体下达指令，要求他们在邀请经济学者谈论中国经济时，谨慎对待可能提到的中国经济问题和挑战等话题。
Instructions also include reduce the invitation of foreign banks to participate in CBRC's China Banking Regulatory Commission closed-door meetings on the banking industry. CCP Central Bank and CBRC should be cautious in the disclosure of information to foreign banks. CCP officials should be more cautious about foreign bank research reports. Avoid senior economists from international banks.
中宣部指示内容还包括减少邀请外资银行参加中国银监会就银行业发展的闭门会议。中共央行和银监部门在向外资银行披露信息时要小心，中共官员对外资银行的研究报告要更为谨慎，以及疏远国际银行的高级经济师等。
Sources from the Chinese media revealed there is no blacklist or whitelist, but it is clear that we are encouraged to invite economists and analysts from domestic security companies and banks in the live talk shows about China's economy.
一位大陆传媒业内人士透露，没有黑名单，也没有白名单，但很清楚的是，在邀请专家谈论中国经济的现场直播时，我们会被鼓励去邀请国内证券公司和银行的经济师和分析师。
Since 2013, more and more economists and scholars are questioning China's economy despite the Chinese regime's keeping with extolling a sunny outlook.
2013年以来，尽管中共当局一直对中国经济唱着光明的赞歌，越来越多的外国经济学家和学者还是质疑中国经济的走向。
Robert Peston, business editor for BBC, believes that China's exceptional growth has been fueled by massive debt and government subsidies. Peston stated in his article on February 17th, Over the past few years, China has built a new skyscraper every 5 days, more than 30 airports, metros in 25 cities, and 3 longest bridges in the world, more than 6,000 miles of high-speed railway lines, 26,000 miles of motorway, and both commercial and residential property developments on a mind-boggling scale.
英国广播公司经济事务编辑罗伯特·派斯顿认为，中国经济的不寻常增长是由大规模债务和政府津贴驱动。派斯顿在2月17号的文章中指出，在过去的几年中，中国每隔5天建成一座新的摩天大楼，修建了30多个机场、25个城市的地铁、3座世界上最长的桥梁、超过6000英里的高速铁路线、26000英里的高速公路、商用建筑和私人住宅的开发达到了一个令人难以置信的规模。
But much of the spending of investment will never generate an economic return, Peston said. China's debts as a share of GDP have been rising very rapidly at about 15% of GDP annually and have increased since 2008 from around 125% of GDP to 200%.He added, now there is no example in history of that kind of debt explosion not leading to tears before bedtime.
派斯顿说，这些由借贷膨胀产生的支出和投资的项目永远无法产生经济回报， 中国的债务已经占国内生产总值 GDP 的比重从2008年的大约 125% 增加到目前的 200%。 派斯顿的结论是，这种类似债务膨胀在历史上从没出现过令人乐观的结局。
The International Monetary Fund reported on January 14th that China had a GDP of 51.9 trillion yuan at the end of 2012, but also local debts of up to 45% of GDP. The actual financial situation is worse than the official data.
国际货币基金组织1月14号发表的一份报告显示，2012年中国国民生产总值 GDP 为51万9000亿元人民币。而中国地方政府债务高达 GDP 的 45%， 真实的财政状况比官方数据更糟糕。
The preliminary HSBC China Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, a gauge of nationwide manufacturing activity, fell 48.3 in February from 49.5 in January. A reading below 50 indicates contraction.
汇丰银行2月20号公布的中国制造业采购经理人指数2月份初步调查的数据下跌到7个月以来的最低点 48.3， 而1月份的数值也只有 49.5。 制造业采购经理人指数代表制造业荣枯指标，指数在50以下代表经济发展萎缩。
Internet activist and political commentator Alan Huang wrote on Twitter,When China's crisis spread from the political level to the economic aspects, it is expected that following the expulsion of foreign media correspondents, foreign banks' analysis are the next to be targeted.
网络活跃人士、时政评论人士艾伦·黄在推特上发表评论说，当中国的危机从政治层面向经济层面扩散，可以预见，继外媒记者遭到驱逐之后，下一波要遭到清理的应该就是外资银行的分析师。